from stpetecatalyst.com.
Joining me on Startup Report today are the founders of a new $20 million seed fund, Tampa Bay Dot Ventures, Vondreas Calabrese and Marcus Adolfson. Welcome, gentlemen.
Thanks, Joe. Great to be here.
Thank you.
So big day. Put the news out today. What's been your initial immediate feedback from the community?
A lot of great outreach, both on the investor and potential portfolio company side. It's an exciting time. The area is thriving. The economy is hot again coming out of COVID. And this is the right thing for this market at this time.
And one thing that strikes me that's great is that that you are putting in a lot of your own money to get the fund started, that's obviously a very powerful statement to other investors as well. So let's talk a little bit about the evolution of how the idea for the fund came to you, and then how you sort of sculpted how it would take shape.
Sure. So I've been running my own company, Mobile Nations, for almost 20 years, and I sold that in 2019. And we were fully remote, so I was fairly disconnected from the local startup community, but it was a pretty sizable exit. So I took a little time off and then decided, what's my next chapter going to be? Do I want to be an operator again, founder of a new company, or maybe take a step back and help out the community, help other aspiring entrepreneurs, showing that it's very doable in this area to have a, not amazing exit, but very meaningful from, still a very meaningful exit. Talked to some of the ESOs, especially a lot of discussions with Alan Clary, who was a friend of the show. And he really demonstrated that there was a huge need still for startup funding in the region. There were plenty of angel investors here, but they can't write that many big checks, right? There's only so much to go around. And I felt that I had the expertise to evaluate other tech startups. I was running a digital media company, so adjacent to the tech space, but certainly very knowledgeable about it. Started to put together a great team. I wasn't able to do it myself, so I was able to recruit Andreas two other general partners, Tom Frederick and Wesley Barnett out of Lakeland, so we have full coverage of the region. A bit of an impact, right? That is my way of giving back to the community. There have been other seed funds that have been trying to get off the ground, but without the commitments, that, let's say the first, $5, $10 million coming into it, it's hard to get a project like this going. So I was able to put in some money, the other GPs put in some money, and we've raised a few million dollars from limited partners to date. We're going to hit the ground running really fast.
Yeah, and it was incredibly impactful when we began to, so prior to launching the fund, we wanted to get an understanding of what were the needs in the local ecosystem. So Marcus had been here for obviously a long time and knows Florida very well. I had moved here from Stockholm, Sweden just a few years ago. So I didn't really have a great understanding of what the needs of local founders was. So we began to reach out to local founders who had raised significant amounts of capital in the tech space and ask them, what was the process like of raising money here in Tampa Bay? And we got some consistent feedback on things that could be better, things that they did enjoy, but we also started to see that, hey, there's some incredible companies being built here. So we felt that it was imperative that we would help provide the infrastructure for companies like the ones that we had interviewed to maybe have a little bit easier of a time to get to that level of funding that you need to kind of escape and become a star on the in the tech ecosystem as a whole.
That's great. And Andreas, you mentioned previously that you're going to be aggressive about going out and finding those companies. So it's not wait and let them come to you. You've actually, the fund has a strategy to source those companies. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Absolutely. I think one of our deepest founding principles as a fund, both I think Marcus shares this as a founder and I shared this as a former investor, is that it is our main responsibility to provide support, but then to also understand that the founders are the people that we are seeking out, right? It is an opportunity for us to be a part of their company, not the other way around. So that goes in regards to finding companies that we should be investing in, in providing support to the ecosystem, even to companies that we don't invest in, as well as then supporting the companies that we do invest in.
And a lot of that will come from boots on the ground. You know, we'll consider it a failure if we hear companies getting funded, let's, you know, fast forward a few years from now, and they never came up on our radar, right? We want to make sure that we get a look at all of the deal flow in the area, and we're going to build up the reputation slowly but surely by just being, you know, very founder-friendly as well as investor-friendly. But we think we can have a really good mix to make that happen.
That's great. And, you know, you mentioned support and choosing to play and invest at the seed stage. You're often hitting companies where they have, you know, some really good core components to the team, but they also, you know, have some learning to do or some things to, spaces to fill, especially as they grow and scale and their needs change. So how do you see the fund beyond the money interacting and supporting the startups?
Sure. We're going to take a platform effect to that. Andreas is leading that, so...
Yeah, we can. The advantage of investing at the seed stage is that you can have a significant level of impact on the company from the intangible things that you do, right? So the later in the investment stage that you go, let's say if you're trying to buy very large, well-established companies, the return or how you make money in that space is usually through financial engineering, whereby at the stage that we're investing, the way in which we can ensure that our companies become larger and more successful is by providing access to talent, access to additional capital, and then as well as access to former founders like Marcus and some of our other investors and general partners who can maybe provide the insight into, hey, what would you do if you were in this situation? That oftentimes that's incredibly valuable for founding teams, many of which will be at the stage of where this is the first company that they founded.
Yeah. That makes a lot of sense. So let's look in at the thesis a little bit. What kind of companies are you looking for? Can you give us a little specifics around what would be sort of your ideal submission as far as a startup, or you know, where is there a lot of room and where are there specific you know, wants?
Sure. So obviously it needs to be something that's scalable. One of the beauties of running a smaller fund in this sense, you know, a $20 million fund, is that $100 or $200 million exit for a company in our portfolio would be a home run, right? So we don't need necessarily to find the unicorns, although we certainly would like to, but both me and some of the other GPs have built companies to that range. So we know it's doable in this area. And we, you know, we've also even seen unicorns in this area. But it's not going to be a local flower shop, right? Unfortunately, that's not going to have the scalability to see a $50 to $200 million exit. So it needs to be tech-enabled to some sense, because that's usually where scale comes from today.
If we were to look at the stage of company that we're looking at, it would be in what we call the post-MVP, pre-significant traction range. And that can be anywhere from that there's a product that's been developed, some initial testing has been done with early customers or with early users, and the company is now at the inflection point of where they have a product that they know that works, they know that customers do want it, and they're looking to kind of add fuel to the fire to try and grow into the market that they're really trying to go after.
We think it's important that there's a substantial sweat equity put into the company, you know, before you take money, right? You don't want to just have a PowerPoint and an idea and go out and raise money. We want to see that you actually have committed to it. Whether it's, you know, you may still have a full-time job and you need the funding to be able to make that decision to quit and to start, you should have, you know, worked on this idea for a while and hopefully built it to an MVP. It's very easy these days to build a minimum viable product with all the open source tools that are available out there.
That's great. Well, it's certainly much needed, and I really appreciate the progressive way you're looking to engage, and also you know, having been on both sides of the founder and investor side of it, that you see it as plugging into the founder's company and versus the other way around. I think that is that's really neat, and I think that's you know, that's a fresh way to look at things that's in line with a lot of the way the national investors are moving. So greatly appreciated. We'll be obviously watch very closely your success and be happy to support you and any of the companies you invest in any way that we can at The Catalyst. TampaBay.Ventures is the website. So Andreas Calabrese, Marcus Adolfsson, thanks for joining us in the Catalyst studio.
Thanks, Joe.
Thank you for having us.
from stpcatalyst.com.